The scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. We want you to sit back and receive the word of God that will produce faith in your heart for miracles. Even as Apostle Apenua Tomiwa Joshua gets the undiluted word of God to you.
Glory be to God. Father, we thank you and we bless your name, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. We exalt your name. We thank you because your word works all the time. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Even as your word go forth at my mouth today, let it cause deliverance and liberation in the life of your people. Let everyone be healed, delivered, sanctified, and established in the faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So welcome to today's teaching. We'll be looking at what we titled, Victory in Christ. Victory in Christ. In Christ, right? If there must be victory, it means there must be a war. Glory be to God. If there must be victory, it means there must be a war. A war. And take it or leave it, there have been a war going on. Of course, this battle started around years back. I'm not talking about years, not even centuries back, that the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, they are in collision. There have been collision, and the minute you get born again as a child of God, you become a member of the kingdom of light, and you have been enlisted as God's army. As a child of God, you have been enlisted as God's army the moment you get born again. The moment you get born again, you are a member of God's army. You have been enlisted to fight, to enforce the victory that is in Christ. Let's open our Bible to 1 John chapter 5. Verse 1, it said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotteth, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandment. Verse 2, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments are not grievous. Verse 4, say, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even have faith. Glory be to God. See, you see, because we are born of God, we overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our world have faith. And verse 5, it says that who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the scripture says here that you overcomes the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you overcome it persons. You have overcome the world. You have overcome the circumstances that are going on in the world. You have overcome the sickness and disease that are going on in the world. You have overcome the poverty that are going on in the world. Glory be to God. See, so that is born of God overcomes the world. Right, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, as a child of God, you are an overcomer. You are not a defeated foe, you are an overcomer. Jesus Christ, when he was being hung on the tree, when he was being flogged, when he died, he fought, he won, he defeated Satan, and on the third day, he rose again. And when he rose again, you are made to be risen with him. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ wouldn't have risen up from the dead if he hasn't conquered Satan. Because he has conquered Satan, he rose up from the dead. Glory be to God. And when he rose up from the dead, you rose up with him. When you have been declared winner and victorious, you have been declared winner and victorious with him. Glory be to God. So our warfare is not a battle that we try to win. We fight from the aspect of victory. You see that situation we are passing through, see it as beaten and defeated. Don't try to win. Don't say, I will overcome this soon. Say, I have overcome this already. That is faith. Faith always speak about tomorrow as though it were yesterday. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Faith sees it done. Faith says it is done, settled, I'm healed, I'm well, delivered, prospered, glory be to God. I have victory over the situation. Glory be to God. God wants you to walk in victory. Over the time, one of the things that I learned differently on divine healing, most especially from the Vedic ministry, is the fact that healing is warfare. Healing is warfare. Open our Bible to Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. So the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Lord, God Almighty, is a what? Is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Right? The Pharaoh's chariot and his host as he cast into the sea, his chosen captain also are drowned in the Red Sea. Who casted them into the sea? God himself, the Lord of war himself, and they call him the man of war himself, casted Pharaoh and his chariot. He casted them into the sea. Right? Verse 5 said, the depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom or as a stone. Verse 6, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. See that? See, thy right hand, O God, is becoming glorious and what? And power, right? Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And the scripture says that we are besitted at the right hand of God the Father. Right? That's in Ephesians chapter 2, where about you are seated at the right hand of God, what? Of God the Father. And here it says that the right hand of God is glorious in power. So we are seated at his right hand of power and authority. Right? And verse 7, and in the greatness of thy excellence, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Right? Verse 8, and with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. Right? So here is proving that God is a man of war and is a conquest. And the same chapter of the Bible where God is called a man of war, the same place is called the healer. Or share verse 26, right? Saying, and said, if thou will diligently hearken to the words of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give heed to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See that? See, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So the same God who is a man of war, he is your healer. So one way or the other, there's a relationship between war and healing. There are times when we pray for people, they get healed instantly, and we love it. We love it when people get healed instantly, because there are no reasons why people should not be healed instantly. There are no reasons why we should pray for you and you don't receive your healing instantly. There are times when it is instant, miracles and horror, and there are times when maybe a bit, maybe after some hours or after some days, and there are times when it is war. There are times when it's what? It is war. And challenge most people have is that they give up so soon. Whenever they pray for the sick or they get prayed for and they do not see result, they question the power of God. They question if the man of God has the power to help them. They question if God can actually help them. Whenever you get ministered to and you do not see result, let me tell you something. That is when you should consider going into warfare, right? Because the enemy does not give up. He has a mission. His mission is John 10:10, right? See, for the enemy come to war to kill, to steal, and destroy. See, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have life more abundantly. God wants to have life more abundantly. But the enemy also, he means his business. The first time at the hospital, I prayed for a man, I laid my hands on him. And after like a few hours, I was expecting to wake up and be healed. After a few hours, up to an hour, I just had the news that he died, he passed on. And I was like, God, what happened? This man, the same sickness that I prayed for somebody on the last week that he got healed, and this one passed on, what happened? And the Lord said to me, the enemy meant business, but we were too casual. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry, I will never be casual anymore. And since that time, whenever any case comes to me, I would stand my ground and say, devil, you will not take this one. Devil, you have been overcome. Devil, you have been defeated. Because it's written that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. God needs believer who will stand on God's promises regardless, who will stand on the promise of God and stand till it comes to pass. God wants believers who will not waver at the promise of God. Believers who will not be weak in faith. Believers who will say, inasmuch as God said, I am healed by the stripes Jesus bore, I will not accept anything lesser than that. I am healed, I am well, and I'm not accepting anything otherwise. God wants believers who will not accept anything otherwise. And that is the believer that God wants you to be. A man and a woman of a strong faith who will not be weak in faith. Because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The faith is very important, and the scripture says that faith comes by word by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The major battle is in your mind, right? That is why you should renew your mind with the word of God. You renew your mind, right, with the word of God. You have victory mentality. You have victory mentality. Victory what? Mentality is very important. God wants you to have victory mentality. He wants you to renew your mind in such a way that defeat is no longer in your mind. God wants you to renew your mind in such a way that defeat is no longer on your mind. It is victory all the way, because you have overcome Satan. Satan has been conquered for you. You no longer have power, dominion over you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Have it in mind that you are not trying to win. You already have your victory in Christ. Your victory is part of what was paid for in salvation. Victory over Satan and his works. Glory be to God. We open to Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Right? It says, blotting out the abiding of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the waste, nailing it on the tree. Verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Right? He spoiled principality and power. Another translation will say, he disarmed principalities and power. He made them powerless. Glory be to God. He made them powerless. He robbed him of all their power, of all their authority, and made a spectacle of them openly, triumphing over them in it. When was that? When he was being risen from the dead. The moment our Lord Jesus Christ being risen from the dead, he has what? Conquered Satan. He was given authority over Satan, over hell, over his. And that authority is in his name. And the scripture says, and God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. All the knees that have been conquered must bow. Every knee have been conquered. Every being in heaven and earth in hell have been conquered by Jesus Christ. And they are meant to bow to every believer who uses the name. Satan has been conquered. All the demons in hell have been conquered. That is why he said, go into all the world and preach the good news to every creation. So that believe is baptized. So that believe not, shall be condemned. So this is a freedom that believe in my name, they will cast out devils. So in the name, is your ID card or saying, devil, I know you have been defeated, and I've been given authority over you to evacuate you from anywhere I see you. Starting from my life, devil, I don't want you in my life. Get off from my life. This is what I did. I kicked the devil out of my life. I kicked him out of my family, and I'm kicking him everywhere all over the world. Anywhere I find him operating, I kick him out. That is why you hear me. Speak to that sickness, commanding devils to leave. Why? Because of the assignment. We cast him out. He says, in my name, they shall cast out devil. Why is casting out devil possible? Because Satan has been defeated. We have been defeated. We no longer have the power to say no. Yeah, another fact that you have overcome is in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. So for we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, right? And by the word of our testimonies. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimonies. The blood that was shed, the blood of God that was shed brought victory for us, overcame Satan. Glory be to God. And our word of our testimonies, that's why it is good to share testimonies. You see, we get prayed for, we are healed, share testimonies. Declare it that Satan, I acknowledge that you have been defeated over my health. And some will not quite be quiet and worship if you come back or not, as though they are expecting the combat. When you get prayed for and you are healed, that moment, share your testimony. Share your testimony. If next time you get sick, you get prayed for again, share your testimony. Tell of what God has done. Keep saying it. Don't keep your mouth shut and be expecting it to reoccur again. If you share a testimony and it reoccur again, get prayed for, get healed, share a testimony. Keep doing that over and over and over again till it gets registered into your mind that you overcome this situation. Because you overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimonies. So the word of your testimony is very important if you must walk in victory. If you are the type that don't acknowledge the goodness of God, that just keep quiet whenever God do anything for you, just keep quiet as though nothing happened, it's very difficult for you to walk victoriously. Because your confession, your testimony is your own way of saying, I acknowledge that I have victory in Christ. I acknowledge that I overcome the situation. I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life, over my health, over my finances. I acknowledge that this thing is out of my life forever. Glory be to God. And it's not every time you make your testimony public. And since when we have started, we have never made anybody testimony public without their permission. We don't do that. Without permission, we never post the testimonies. And we have received countless numbers of testimony from people, either oral or written, that we do not make public because we do not have their consent. Some give us their consent with full name and post it, and some we just use abbreviation of their name. Why? Because that is it. Here we respect people. We respect people's dignity. We respect people's privacy. Glory be to God. Even though testimonies are not meant to be private, glory be to God. Whatever the Lord do for you, you shout it at the top. Say, devil, I know that my Jesus lives. I want to testify to the fact that you have been defeated in your life. And the scripture says that you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, right? And by the word of our word, of our testimonies. It's very important. You must have this understanding that you have victory in Christ. You must accept this fact that you have victory in Christ. Christ paid for your victory. He fought, he won, and he handed over the victory to you by giving you the right to use his name. The name is a victorious name. The name is a conqueror's name. And that name is yours. Glory be to God. You are not just given that name. That name is yours. It belongs to you. The moment you get born again, it is your new name. It has been stamped on you to be your new name. Let's open our Bible again to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Say, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and overcome the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. See that? He has given you power, he has given you authority, right? To tread on snake and scorpion. Snakes are real, scorpions are real, but he said he has given you authority to stumble on snake and scorpion and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So let's look at four things or five things here, which are the promise of God for him that overcomes. God wants you to overcome. God wants you to walk in victory. And there are five promises of God for them that overcomes according to the book of Revelation. We'll check Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. Revelation 2, verse 26. It says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give the power over the nations. He says, if you overcome, right? He will give you power over the nations. Glory be to God. That is why when you overcome little battle, greater one seems to come. Why? Because your responsibility is increasing. If you have victory over your street, you will receive responsibility over your town. If you have victory over your town, you have responsibility over your city. If you have victory over your city, you have responsibility over your state. If you have victory over your state, you have responsibility over your nation. If you have victory over your nation, you have responsibility over your continent. If you have victory over your continent, you have responsibility over all the world. Glory be to God. Right? So during our comment, I will give the power over the nations of the world. Right? Verse 28 said, I will give him the morning star, right? He that art and hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's the promise number one. So he give you power over the nations. If you what? If you overcome. Number two, if you overcome, that is Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, right? And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Glory be to God. So if you overcome, you have a white raiment, right? So you will not blot out your name from the book of life, right? But I will confess your name. He will confess your name before his Father and before the angels. That is promise number two. To him that what? That overcometh. Promise number three. To him that overcometh, that is Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Said, he that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, right? And he shall go no more out, and I write upon him the name of my God, right? And the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name, right? So if you overcome, right, he said, you make a pillar in the temple of God. So victory, overcoming is very what is very important. God wants you to have victory. God wants you to overcome. There is no general who will be happy to watch any of his army walking in defeat. No way, right? What gives glory to God is your victory. Your victory about that situation you are passing through, that is what gives glory to God. Not your defeat. That cancer does not give glory to God. That HIV does not give glory to God. That hepatitis B does not give glory to God. That asthma does not give glory to God. This is what gives glory to God. That you fight, you win. Hallelujah. And when you win, you receive reward. And we'll check number 4, Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Say to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, right? And sat down with my Father in his throne, right? Jesus Christ overcame, he sat down with his Father in his throne. And here he says, if you overcome, you will sit with him in his throne. Glory be to God. If you what? If you overcome. Hallelujah. So defeat is not an option here. Defeat is not what to be thought about here. God wants you to win. He wants you to walk in victory. Now check Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 to 7. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. Verse 7 said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Right? That is lastly. So if you overcome, right, you will inherit all things. We inherit all things. Here, there's no reward for the defeated. There's no reward for someone who back down. If you back down, get defeated, there's no reward for you. But if you push through, you stand on God's promises, and you win, there are rewards for you, because it's your victory that glorifies God. And that this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. You don't give up, you don't quit, you stand on God's promises. You resist the devil. You keep resisting the devil every time. Your health, your finances, in every area of your life, you keep resist the devil. You say, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Glory be to God. So right now, I want to pray for you if you need healing in your body. I want to pray for you. I declare you win. You win in every battle of life. I command every sickness, every disease to leave you right now. In the name of Jesus. Sickness, disease, I command you. Boom! Right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now. I command every sickness to leave right now. I command every pain, every aches to leave your bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, I command, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I command, right now. I command bodies be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I put an end to every battle in your life. I decree you win. I command your victory is being enforced right now. I command every power of Satan against your life, against your destiny to be broken. I command you are covered by the blood. You are protected. You win in every area of life because God always wants you to triumph by Christ Jesus. Victory is yours. In Jesus' name, say, I win. I have victory. Say that I win. I win. I don't lose. I have victory in Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to give God the glory. Worship Him because He has given you the victory already. Father, I thank you because you are giving your children the victory. Say, I receive the victory that I have in Christ, and I will never be defeated anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. So, thanks so much for joining us today. So, join us again next week. I've been blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
The word of God you just heard is brought to you by friends and partners of Apenua Tomiwa Joshua Ministries. For prayers, counseling, and sponsorship, you can reach out to us via +234 8120 753243. Again, +234 8120 753243, or email us at apenuatomiwa@gmail.com. You can as well join our Telegram channel at Healing Tsunami. Remain blessed.